This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. It is not an end to Lewiston, Maine's shock and mourning, but there is some relief tonight with the discovery of the body of the suspected Wednesday night mass shooter. State and local officials confirmed it in late evening.
After a more than two-day manhunt, authorities found the body of mass shooting suspect Robert Card, the Army reservist accused of opening fire at a bowling alley and a bar on Wednesday.
I was very elated tonight when I got the call from Commissioner Soschuk advising me of the revelation of what took place and that Mr. Card is deceased and no longer a threat to our community.
Law enforcement officials intensified the urgent search for Card, scouring miles of woods and sending dive teams with sonar to the bottom of a river.
And that is CBS News Boston reporter Laura Hafley. Now to our other major ongoing story. Half a world away, the expansion of Israel's air and ground attacks into the Gaza Strip, just short of 3 weeks after the Hamas terrorist raid that set off the latest Mideast war. Gaza effectively cut off with no phone or internet. Our coverage starts with the BBC's Middle East correspondent Tom Bateman.
There have been waves of intense Israeli airstrikes over Gaza, much heavier than in previous nights, while virtually all internet and phone communications appear to be out across the territory. Bright flashes and explosions lit up the night sky. The armed wing of Hamas, posting on the messaging app Telegram, said it was fighting Israeli forces on the ground in northern and central Gaza, describing this as a violent confrontation.
And one of the people taken captive from Israel in the terrorist attack on October 7th?
230 or so hostages being held in Gaza. That remains a priority. So this could be also part of the pressure to get Hamas to release at least some of those hostages, which could perhaps bring a pause in the fighting. But looking forward, military experts and even the defense minister says that this war is not going to take weeks, but months.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Back here, the latest now on the United Auto Workers strike. A day after a tentative deal between the union and Ford, here's WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Talks have now reached the highest level involving both UAW president and GM CEO Mary Barra. A marathon bargaining session seeing a lot of progress. There are only a few non-economic issues said to be remaining. No word how long it's going to take to get those worked out.
Sports game one of the World Series in Arlington, Texas. The home team Rangers, the Arizona Diamondbacks, now in extra innings. Arizona was leading 5-3 into the ninth. A Corey Seager home run tied it. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Morning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Another day in paradise, back to normal here in America. Nothing to see, just another mass shooting. But here in D.C., where I find myself today, and I'm broadcasting today, Dom, from the Capitol Hill Royal Sonesta Hotel. I've really enjoyed the stay here. Quite nice. But, Dom, I walked around D.C. like a tourist today, took myself back on the Capitol Hill, the very same complex that was shut down yesterday. You'd have thought they elected a pope yesterday, Dom. And they wouldn't let me back on campus, as I'm sure I complained about on yesterday's big show. And thank you to Congressman Mark Pocan, my friend, our friend, my congressman, was able to go to Mark's office and get immediate reaction after the election of a new House Speaker, MAGA Mike Johnson. And so appreciated that. But the walk back was extended down by several thousand steps because I had to go back all the way around the Capitol Hill complex. And today on Crudy's little walking tour, because I'd hate to get behind in my steps, Dom. I was over 30,000 before I got out of bed this morning over the last 2 days. So today I'm trying to be a tourist, get my steps in. I went walking up in the Capitol complex today. I was able to stand on the very stairs where yesterday they rolled out the number 2 to the presidency. Mega Mike.
Did you smell the sulfur?
No, but it still smells like corruption over by the U.S. Supreme Court. My wife doesn't like the smell over there. I walked by again. Same smell. Same corruption. I think it's Clarence Thomas. Today I walked all the way up to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court as well, Dom. And, you know, I enjoyed my day. Let me point out one other thing. Very aggressive squirrels here in D.C. They have no natural predators. I was sitting on a park. I'm sitting on the Capitol grounds just chilling, you know, just hanging out like I saw U.S. Senator John Fetterman doing the other day. And so I plopped down. I was chilling, man. These squirrels, you better feed them. They're aggressive. They'll come right up and start chewing your kneecaps. So anyways, a little note about the wildlife. But I walked right up to the Capitol steps. No one stopped me. Yesterday, no go. And today, Dom, I can confirm, and I've got a very good source on this, and she'll be joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour, advocate for caregivers, Liza Hellenbrand, or as I like to think of her, Mrs. Crudy. And Mrs. Crudy was on the Hill today doing her advocacy work for these caregivers. It is a national caregiver convention going on. That's why we're at the Royal Sonesta. Technically, I'm Mrs. Crudy's plus one here this week, Dom. But Mrs. Crudy made two big finds that I can now share with the audience. One, Derek Van Orden has returned from the Middle East. She had a meeting with his staff today. She can confirm the boss's suitcase was in the office. Derek Van Orden's back in D.C. Thank goodness.
Oh, goodness. Representing the fine folks in the third.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. No more reliable in my household. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer at 10:30 in the morning. D.C. time on a Thursday.
D.C. tell us 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
That is relatively early. I would concur with you, Dom. And Mrs. Crudy passed on it. Maybe if it had been a Corona or something, she'd have taken him up on it. But here's the problem. Miller Lite, a watered-down version of your regular Miller product, and that's a Molson Coors product. I'm not even clear that that's a Wisconsin product, Dom. Why is this man, this supposed Wisconsinite, why is Derek Van Orden offering my wife Miller Lite? I'm a little offended. If not for
so, if you would have offered her perhaps a Wisconsin-made New Glarus Wisconsin Spotted Cow at 9:30 or 10:30 in the morning, would you have been okay with that?
Slightly less offended. Yeah. What about something from the third CD? The guy represents Western Wisconsin, right? You can't find a lacrosse beer, Dom. You can't bring her or offer her an old style.
I mean, sure.
A LaCroix water.
I mean, come on, really? That's it? I'd be more concerned because you put a picture of the beer fridge up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. And if you haven't checked it out, I don't know why you wouldn't. But I looked at that photo, Crudy. It looks to me like there's ice all over that fridge. They need to clear that thing out, unplug it, thaw it out, clean it up. That thing's been working overtime.
What is in Derek Van Orden's beer fridge? Well, as I counted, Tom, 15 Molson Coors products, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. You know how the right took offense to the whole Bud Light thing for a while.
Well, at least for a minute they did.
There are two blocks of cheese still on the wrapper. No one's cut those cheese. I think there are charcuterie boards on top of the fridge. I'm like, they're often, you know, they bring out the board and they cut up some cheese, maybe for constituents or lobbyists. But, Dom, the entire beer fridge is full of ice. This is no Wisconsin beer fridge. And, well, actually, I've seen a few in the garage like this, but never in a business office. And the stickers, Dom, no barley, no beer. God's children are not for sale. I'm sure you noticed that one on the beer fridge. U.S. Capitol Police, I thought he was on the other side of those guys.
You know, he's got a sticker. He's very proud of the way that those U.S. Capitol Police defended the Capitol against all of Van Orden's friends.
Well, he's got a sticker on there that says, I heart trucks. Didn't the former president, wasn't he a big fan of trucks? Remember when he sat up in the big rig and he honked the horn? And
very powerful, very strong.
I'm not sure if that's in support of Donald Trump or if, you know, Van Orden has his own affinity for trucks, Dom, but certainly he likes him some barley. And down here at the bottom of the fridge, it says, if you object to logging, try using plastic toilet paper. Couldn't they use hemp toilet paper and not destroy all the forest? I mean, hemp? Get more pulp per hectare from hemp, Dom.
You know, Cousin Joe was just in visiting Japan with his wife, and I remember a South Park episode where they talk about the very fine toilets in Japan that do the air and the water. They clean you all up. You don't even need paper, man.
Hey, they do in Derek Van Orden's office. You eat that much cheese and drink that much beer.
You know what I mean?
You're going to need some two-ply, Dom. That's all I'm saying. So I can confirm that Derek Van Orden is back here stateside.
Oh, good. And, I feel so much safer now.
Don't you, though? Don't you?
You know,
he was the only person in Congress not to, well, let me correct my statement, Dom. He was the only Republican in Congress that didn't vote for MAGA Mike Johnson, right?
a headline over at the Badger Report. I'd like to throw this one out there for your consideration quickly. Every House Republican, except for one from Wisconsin, voted yes for the new speaker. But Rep. Van Orden of Western Wisconsin did not vote, as he was in Israel on a fact-finding trip. Peter Cameron reporting, after more than 3 weeks, the United States of America has a speaker of the U.S. House. I feel so much better, Dom. Multiple GOP candidates failed to receive a majority of House votes in the past few weeks. We've told you all about that. But a unanimous vote from congressional Republicans yesterday installed Rep. Mike Johnson of Louisiana as speaker. The powerful position is second in line to the presidency behind Kamala Harris, the VP, right, Dom? And Johnson is a socially conservative attorney who played a leading role in the congressional efforts to overturn the 2020 election. We'll talk more about that, I suspect. The Republican slim nine-seat majority in the 435-member House made nearly all of their votes essential, as Democrats repeatedly backed their minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, their right to do so. A customary move from the party in the minority, three Democrats did not vote, but Rep. Derek Van Orden, a Republican from Prairie du Chien in western Wisconsin, was the only Republican, Dom, not to vote. He has been in Israel for several days on a fact-finding trip. It's apparently a self-assigned mission. Van Orden's press secretary did not respond to emailed questions. I didn't get any press from the secretary, Dom, but I can confirm the old man's back, and he's got beer in the fridge.
Here's what he said before taking the trip. As a retired Navy SEAL and combat medic, I am uniquely qualified to objectively ascertain the ground truth and bring that information back to Congress, where I can hopefully increase a sense of urgency for my colleagues of both parties to put aside their petty personal and significant political differences and act in the best interest of America and our beleaguered allies. Presumably yesterday from Israel, Van Orden tweeted, quote, Mike Johnson is an outstanding man and will make a fantastic speaker. Eight congressional Republicans from Wisconsin voted yay for the speaker candidate in all previous votes, including to retain former Speaker Kevin McCarthy and twice for Reps Jim Jordan, a graduate of UW University of Wisconsin, to take the top spot. The remaining seven Wisconsin Republicans all voted for Johnson. The two Wisconsin Democratic reps, Gwen Moore from Milwaukee, of course, our buddy Mark Pocan from Madison as well, joined the rest of their party to vote for their minority leader in all four speaker elections this month. Derek Van Orden, very, very, very proud, very happy. Mike Johnson is now the new Speaker of the House, but he didn't do his constituents any favors by not voting for him, right? Is that what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to have that sense of urgency, Congressman, Representative Van Orden. Are you supposed to represent the third? Just saying.
Well, yesterday, Tom, yesterday there was tension on the Capitol Hill, and there was the election of a new speaker. But today, everything is marvelous. They're getting back to not doing the people's will up there on Capitol Hill, Dom. And Derek Van Orden has returned from the Middle East safely, offering bad Molson Coors products to constituents coming in to advocate for legislative positions.
At 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Have a cold Miller Lite at 10:30 in the morning, Mrs. Crudy. You're welcome. Crudy does DC Devils Advocates Radio Show. And Dom, the tip-off of the Milwaukee Bucks season, we got our sports reporter, Mike Clements, in the Happier Happy Hour. We got Mrs. Crudy, my wife, with news from the Hill. She was on the Hill advocating today. She'll join us at 5:30. But you can join us right now, 544-967-2789.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the mid-20s. More clouds for tomorrow, few flurries and snow showers, high only mid-30s. Sun returns in upper 30s on Sunday. Monday looks sunny with a high in the upper 30s again, then a few more flurries and snow showers Monday night and Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
I said something very similar to that going to break, didn't I? I think I threw a 844-967-2789.
Is that a niner? Just throw a niner in there, Crudy.
You know, it's because I've been mostly reading the text lines of late, Dom. You're managing the phones today because I'm traveling. I'm here in D.C. But you keep them straight. You give them the right number, and I'll try not to confuse them too much. You are a fair audience. You know, don't believe exactly what I say. I'm right 63% of the time with our own phone number. 844-967-2789. I'm pretty sure. That's our phone number. Join us.
Good job.
Join us if you choose. But Dom, our friend Bruce Murphy over at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily saw a little piece from him, and I thought we should consider sharing it with the audience. What do you say, buddy?
Let's do it, man. I'll jump in here. You want me to go first, Crudy?
Yeah, do it. Go first, fella. You go first.
All right. Urban Milwaukee, Bruce Murphy. The title, of course, this is why Crudy found it so intriguing. Republican bullying isn't working. Tactic is backfiring as Democrats and public officials resist. Yes, resist. Resistance radio, baby. The bullying by Wisconsin Republicans began 6 months before Democrat Tony Evers was first elected governor and Josh Call elected attorney general in November of 2018. The all-powerful GOP troika of then Scott Walker, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, no, a congressman, plotted to create a 141-page legislative package to undercut the power of the governor and attorney general. Of course they did. Voss and Fitzgerald began planning their scheme in reaction to special legislative elections won by Democrats in the prior year, followed by the decisive victory of moderate liberal Rebecca Dallet in the 2018 spring election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. These were clear signs that a blue wave was coming, and Walker himself warned. The strategy by the Republicans was simple. If you can't win the elections, fix the system. And so they passed the infamous lame duck laws after Evers won office, but before Walker stepped down. It was the ultimate act of revenge. Since he couldn't beat Evers fair and square in an election, Walker would sign into law new constraints designed to make governing more difficult.
Wanker.
Evers and Call have been forced to operate with limitations no governor or attorney general of either party had faced, with power shifted to the gerrymandered GOP legislature. But the reaction of both was to fight the Republicans and accomplish all they could, building a record that got them both reelected. And Democrats have continued to win most statewide races in Wisconsin since then. But that hasn't stopped Republican bullying. For Evers' entire first term, the Republican-led Senate refused to approve most of the governor's cabinet appointees, leaving them dangling in a position where they could be thrown out of office at any time. The idea was to intimidate cabinet members and leave them making policy fearfully. They want to be fearful. They want to make it harder to govern, Crudy. In the case of Evers Agriculture Secretary Brad Paff, who dared to disagree with them on policy, Senate Republicans removed him by voting not to confirm. But Paff came back to haunt Republicans, running successfully in 2020 for a Senate seat in Western Wisconsin against Dan Kopinski. Oh, man, I forgot that name. In a rematch of a 2004 race, Paff had lost. Ironically, Paff now serves on the Senate Agricultural Committee. Meanwhile, Evers simply appointed a new secretary, Randy Romanski, and his administration continued as before.
Evers' appointees to public boards were treated even more shabbily, Dom. All told, 180 appointees by the governor were not approved during his first term. Republicans also conspired with Walker appointees to stay past the end of their term and thereby prevent Ever appointees from serving. An infamous example was Fred Preen, and we've talked about him quite a bit, right, Dom?
Yeah.
Who refused for nearly 20 months to step down as the Natural Resources Board that oversees the state DNR. And during this time, Call filed a suit seeking to force Preen off the board, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court, then dominated by a conservative majority, ruled the political appointees don't have to leave their post until the Senate confirms their successors. That was a great ruling. Not. The temporary victory, too, came back to haunt the Republicans when they tried to make changes in the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Angry about losing the 2020 presidential and other races, Republicans have blamed the WEC, though it also oversaw the 2020 electoral victory of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And so Republicans have made false charges against the WEC, a body they created, and its administrator, Megan Wolf, whose appointment they unanimously approved in 2019. For that matter, Wolf can't make any decisions unless they're approved by a majority of the WEC board, which includes three Republicans and three Democratic nominees or appointees. My bad. Now, Dom, Wolf's term was expiring, but Democrats on the WEC board did not vote to reappoint her, leaving the seat open with no other appointee, meaning she could continue to serve as Preen had. But Senate Republicans demanded that Wolf resign. She refused. They demanded she appear before them. She declined. They threatened to impeach her for alleged corruption, air quotes, doing all they could to sully her reputation. And Wolf kept her cool. Finally, they voted not to confirm her under the pretense that a tie vote at the WEC board, whether to reappoint her, somehow meant she had been reappointed. Call filed suit against the action, and the Republicans in court of law were forced to tell the truth, Dom, and admit that Wolf was serving lawfully, and their vote to not confirm her was symbolic. All those attempts to bully Wolf and blacken her reputation, and she simply called their bluff repeatedly. Wolf looked heroic, and Senate Republicans looked pretty small. But just the most famous example of Republican bullying was against the newly elected Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who has repeatedly warned she had better recuse herself from the case involving legislative redistricting, which could end the egregious Republican gerrymander in a place since 2011. Led by Voss, Republicans tried all sorts of legal trickery and repeatedly threatened to impeach Protasiewicz if she dared rule in the case. But Dom, she released a 47-page opinion explaining why she wouldn't recuse. Meanwhile, State Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler raised $4 million, canvassed neighborhoods, put out an ad campaign, and focused media to protest the Republican threat of impeachment. Considering past polls showing 72% of state residents want a nonpartisan commission to draw the legislative in.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy on the road, doing DC. Dom, wish you were with me, but Mrs. Crudy makes a better traveling companion, at least this time. I prefer her snuggles at the end of the day.
Yeah, you say that now.
Liza Helen Brand, who is a national advocate for caregivers, will join us at 5:30 today. Reportedly, she is Mrs. Crudy. And she's got some stories from the Hill today, Dom, so we'll look forward to that. Also, the Bucks tipping off tonight in 6 civic media markets. So some of you will be hearing some Milwaukee Bucks in the latter half of this show, or at least some Bucks pregame, or whatever it kicks in, Dom. I believe tip-off about 6:30 tonight. We've got our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, and he's going to go get some sound. The new head coach, Griff, I think they call him. Griffith, his name, but Griff is what they're calling him. He's going to do a little pregame press conference, and Mike was hurrying over there when we last spoke. So he's going to join us about 5:20 Central Time and give us a little update. Hopefully something about the big contract signed by Giannis, man. He's got to be a happy camper. 3 years, $186 million? Would you like to adopt me, Giannis? I would be your, right. I would be your adopted son.
Oh, it's great. It's going to be a good run. Hope everybody stays healthy. Should be a lot of fun.
So, Dom, I understand we got some callers. People,
yeah, let's get to it.
Always like to be a part.
4-4-9-6-7-2-7-8-9-8-4-4-9-6-PARTY. Ross from Middleton, you're up first. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. So, going back and talking about my congressman from the 3rd District, Derek Van Orden, the SEAL combat medic, I guess that makes him qualified to understand what's going on in Israel more than you and I. He was on Fox News sort of justifying his trip over there, and it was really an unusual interview. He met with one of the Israeli a member of a person whose family member had died, and they're just sort of standing there, and I'm asking myself, what consolation is Derek Van Orden providing for this guy who just lost a child? He talked in the interview, Derek Van Orden talked about a kid being decapitated. And I'm thinking, what is this weird morbid? It seems to me like there's something driving him. He has what I think a morbid curiosity. He flies over to Israel, sort of like acting as if he represents something that somebody else can't, you know, that we couldn't else get from the news. I could watch and read the newspaper, watch the news, and have gotten a clearer understanding of what was happening versus whatever he had did. And I had this suspicion that Derek Van Orden has a religion. I don't know if I'm right on this, and I'll get other people's ideas. But I think there's a group of Christians in this country that are like what I call Old Testament Christians, and they are so obsessed with Israel. And I just think Derek Van Orden falls into that lot. It was just really
okay.
Weird.
Here's the real question, Ross. Trying to serve my wife at Miller Lite at 10:30 this morning. How objectionable is that?
It's just like he's out of touch. He's like it's like he's, you know, I mean. You know, I get it. Some people might want to drink a beer in the middle of the day, but is that his way as a Christian? Is that his way of making people feel comfortable? Like here, you know, Papa Miller Lite or whatever. It's just, it's something about him is just a little bit off.
Well, I don't disagree with that assessment, sir.
You know, the religion thing, that's entirely possible. I mean, look at the new Speaker of the House. Perhaps we'll get into some of those stories. More and more is coming out. And you know, that's a thing. You know, is he representing his constituency being over there? I mean, I don't think so. Let's not forget, Ross, also, Van Orden went off on the intelligence briefing. The Biden folks who gave him a briefing, he was all in their face about it. I mean, he embarrassed everybody in the room for some reason, didn't like what he was hearing. So what? Had to go do his own investigation? Going to go find the real killers? I mean, there are professionals. We spend lots of tax dollars to get professional advice and information from our intelligence agencies. What you're going to go crack the case, Van Orden? I mean, what a monumental waste of time. Thanks for the call, Ross.
But he's a Navy SEAL.
967-2789. And? I mean, you know, what is how does that qualify?
Combat medic?
Okay, is he treating people? I mean, no, but he's not. He's not a journalist. He's not an investigative reporter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so and to Ross's point, if you're over there just, you know, describing what's happening in these terrible terms in front of the victim's family, I mean, I don't know how that solves anything other than, you know, providing that information to your constituents, I guess. But that information's already out there, Derek Van Orden. You don't need to be the one to provide it to them. And you're not trained in that. You're not a very good communicator. Can we agree on that? Derek Van Orden is not a great communicator. He should not be over there talking about what's going on in the way that he does, because he doesn't have the empathy to deal with it. In my opinion, based on what Ross said. 844-967-2789. You got something, Crudy?
Well, no. You know, okay. But you accusing someone else of being a bad communicator, I'm just going to make a mental note.
Sure, I'm pretty sure you know exactly where I'm at all times.
I do. I know exactly where you're at. Because
I communicate so effectively. There's no room for question when I'm done communicating.
I know exactly how you feel about nearly every human being, and it's pretty much the F that guy. That's the attitude you take universally. All our fellow human beings of the Van Orden sort.
That's not all at all the case, but sometimes, yes, sometimes. Not our buddy Andrew from Detroit Motown. Welcome, Andrew. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Devils. Rather than calling him Congressman Van Orden, maybe it's Internet Video Travel Guide Van Orden, or maybe Pilgrim Van Orden. Or I agree with Ross. This is all about religion. This conservative party, following the evangelicals, they are worried about the Israelis building the temple for Christ's return. They don't care about the Jews. It's all about Christ's return. So they have a path to heaven.
Is that why we moved the embassy to Jerusalem? Trump did. He seemed like that was a really important thing, but my understanding is it was a destabilizing action in the region, Andrew.
It certainly was. But then again, it appeased the religious zealots that insist that the Israelis have to build that temple for Christ to return. So, you know, he does everything for the evangelicals because they support him no matter what. How do they support his lifestyle? It's disgusting. They are so anti-religious, it's not funny. So I don't know. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I kind of stayed away. Once I became aware of my stance on religion, I don't get into the weeds on it. And I know some people are very articulate about how it all is and what it all means. But to me, it seems like arguing and discussing the finer points of fiction. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. Now, we want to talk about tribes and a cultural thing. Sure, those in history, absolutely. But really, you know, that stuff, I don't buy any of that. So it seems like just a monumental waste of time. So, but thank you for the edification. I guess I should have paid more attention in church. 844-967-2789. Cam from
Nina. You are.
Hey, guys.
Tom is the. May I just say, Dom is the personification of ye of little faith.
Yes. I have faith in humanity sometimes. Hey, Cam, what do you got?
Hey, man.
Sending him over to talk with these people when he's not qualified, I almost would want CJ to go instead.
Oh, slow down.
Because at least
nobody
at least
wants CJ acting as an ambassador for the American people.
I kind of agree with you, Cam.
You
I mean,
me?
At least CJ doesn't drop the F-bombs on the teenagers. You know, I mean, CJ has a better mentality than Derek Van Orden does.
That's a good point. And to CJ's credit, he probably has better beer.
Yes. Yes, and he'll buy them occasionally, Cam.
What would have been a more appropriate beer choice for Congressman Derek Van Orden's staff to offer constituents at 10:30 on a Thursday morning?
You know, here's not my like question. And I'm not going to judge, man. People do what you got. But it seems to me that that's like work. Like, that's kind of the workplace, right? And okay, you want to. But if you're offering that, because if I were to take it, I mean, I would drink alone, man. You know, yeah, I'll pop one. You want to have one with me, Congressman? Pop, pop. Now we're drinking, both of us drinking at 10:30 tomorrow. Is that what you expect out of your Congressman, to be cracking beers and 10:30 in the morning with randoms? I just don't know that that's exactly how I would want to be represented. And I'm a guy that likes to drink a few beers. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
That's my guy, too, unfortunately. And I really think he needs a psychological evaluation. Yeah. I mean, he has delusions of grandeur. He takes every opportunity he can to get in front of the camera. He has a short fuse. He goes after kids. It's discouraging, and I hope people in my area get out and vote that guy out because he's a scary guy. I mean, he's so impulsive. He does things on a whim. I mean, and then he utilizes his background to go over there like he knows it all about Israel when they're trying to work getting the hostages back. There's something wrong with him. Definitely, he's not normal. So thank you guys for covering it. And he looked great in Washington. That's just great, Crudy. It's I'm watching you on YouTube. This is exciting. Have a great time there. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate it. I mean, hell, Dennis Rodman went over to North Korea, right? I mean, certainly Van Orden go to Israel, I guess.
I look good wherever I'm at, GD, just for the record.
844-967-2789. I think we need to get into some of the religious stuff of this new mega Mike Johnson, but we'll take Mark's call first. 844-967-2789. Mark, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, Derek Van Odd one is just a real, he's a real piece of work, and that's
I like that, Mark. You've been working on that one.
No, I didn't coin that one, but I heard that someplace, and you know, it kind of fits with Derek Van Odd one. That, and for these religious guys don't seem to recognize the fact that if they showed up in the early 18th century in merry old New England, they'd likely get hung for their religious, you know, empire, you know, that they'd be considered heretics. I mean, that's the reason we have a separation of church and state in this country. I mean, as far as the temple being rebuilt in Jerusalem, I was always, and I, you know, was baptized Catholic, not raised very Catholic, but the interpretation I have heard someplace is the temple was not a building itself, it was Christ himself that was the temple, rather than some building, because the building is of man, and that Jesus was the one that's supposed to be all, they think we're all supposed to be centered on. Well, how about Jesus' compassion and his tenderness toward his fellow man, that he, you know, that a good amount of the gospel is about, rather than this gospel of prosperity that seems to have infiltrated, you know, a good deal of the church.
Well, you only say that because God doesn't love you enough because you're not rich. If you were rich, you would say that in the Calvinist way is predetermination. God loves me most. See how he's blessed me with my wealth and my private jets. I saw a Facebook picture just moments ago. Dom, the new House Speaker, Megamite Johnson, leading prayer, kneel down prayers on the House floor today.
What, he took a knee?
He took a knee on the House floor.
Oh, no, he took a knee. Now what? Are Republicans going to be okay with that?
Well, of course.
I thought they didn't like it when Colin Kaepernick took a knee.
You can only take a knee to Jesus, Dom.
Oh. Okay.
Or whatever it is they're praying to there.
Here's folks, the daily.com headline. We'll get to this on the other side. Were there baby dinosaurs on Noah's Ark? News. House Speaker Mike Johnson worked for an organization that pushes extreme creationist claims.
I can't wait till
844-967-2789.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the mid-20s. More clouds for tomorrow, few flurries and snow showers, high only mid-30s. Sun returns in upper 30s on Sunday. Monday looks sunny with a high in the upper 30s again, then a few more flurries and snow showers Monday night and Tuesday. Currently 35 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Now, this is a song I like. Thank you.
Do you think Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson, do you think he watched a few too many of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons growing up, Dom? Do you think he took
possible.
The Flintstones literally?
Well, I mean, they take the Bible literally, so why would you take a cartoon literally? I got this one here. Thank you, Nate, for digging this up. As we wrapping up the show yesterday, it kind of came out like, hey, man, is this guy like one of those the Earth is 6,000-year-old kind of guys? I'm like, well, come on, you got to be kidding me. Really? Perhaps. Here's the reporting at thedaily.com. The Louisiana Republican is an ardent 2020 election conspiracy theorist. Playing a key role in the failed amicus brief attempting to get the Supreme Court to overturn the results in multiple swing states. He also supports a federal abortion ban, the criminalization of sexual activity between same-sex adults, and is a climate change denier. Well, I mean, he's checking all the mega boxes. He also might just believe dinosaurs and humans existed at the same time. Many, if not most, of these beliefs are now standard Republican orthodoxy, to the point where every name to replace Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker was an election denier of some sort. But Speaker Johnson also worked on behalf of a cause that many hardcore Trump-aligned evangelical Christian Republicans haven't endorsed. Belief in what's generally called Young Earth Creationism, that's YEC, Young Earth Creationism, revolves around the scientifically debunked and evidence-free idea that the creation days of Genesis 1 were six literal 24-hour days, which occurred 6,000 to 12,000 years ago, according to the prominent YEC website, Answers in Genesis. As such, the planet is around 10,000 years old, with every record of anything older either fake or misinterpreted, or perhaps placed by God. I guess I'm not clear.
And they don't believe in the carbon dating or the radioactive half-life, Doms. They don't believe in the science so much.
But they believe in all these other things. This is really amazing because you can challenge a scientific hypothesis. It's literally the scientific method. But I digress. Daily Dot continues. And because fruit trees were created before any sea creatures and birds were created before dinosaurs, the great beasts were saved from the great flood by Noah himself, who crammed his ark full of the juvenile species of terrible lizards. Speaker Johnson actively
worked T-Rex on the ark?
And help fund the belief that the Earth is an infant on the geological scale and that humans and dinosaurs peacefully coexisted. Before his election to the House, Johnson worked as a spokesperson and senior attorney for what's now known as the Alliance Defending Freedom, a legal advocacy group, easy for me to say, working to erase the boundary between church and state. Yeah, they don't like that boundary. In this capacity, now new Speaker Johnson, a Louisiana state senator at the time, filed suit against the state of Kentucky on behalf of Ken Ham, who runs the same Answers in Genesis website, which serves as a quote-unquote scientific backstop attempting to justify the validity of YEC. The 2015 lawsuit by Ham demanded economic subsidies from the state's tourism-focused sales tax to realize his dream of building a Bible-based Noah's Ark theme park in northern Kentucky. Ham envisioned the monument to the real quote-unquote story of human creation and the flood, featuring as its centerpiece a 510-foot-long, 80-foot-wide, and 51-foot-high wooden replica, quote-unquote, of the Ark, along with museum displays on pseudoscientific topics like the Grand Canyon being formed during the flood and dioramas of Noah's workshop. According to the museum, there were at least 85 pairs of dinosaurs on Noah's Ark.
85 pairs? That's a lot of brontosaurus burgers, Dom. Are you kidding me? Have you seen the enormity of some of these dinosaurs, Don? But please continue.
eventually would cost more than $100 million, according to Ham himself. So Ham went to the state of Kentucky for support, you know, socialist dollars, Crudy, only to have the state subsidies withdrawn due to the blatantly religious nature of the project and Ham's plan to require employees to sign pledges they believed in the tenets of young earth creationism. Enter the new Speaker of the House, Johnson, who filed suit for Ham to get access to that money. Wow. As Johnson himself wrote in an op-ed still available on Answers in Genesis, the Ark Encounter should have access to state sales tax revenue because it would be an economic boon to the region that was protected by the First Amendment. Quote, Kentucky officials are smart to enthusiastically embrace the Ark Encounter and the millions of tourists that the park will welcome to the area from every viewpoint, race, color, religion, and creed. Young Earth creationism has been almost completely rejected by the scientific establishment due to its reliance on faith as opposed to scientific evidence. In one Gallup survey, as many as 98% of members of the American Association for the Advancement of Science believe that humans evolved over hundreds of thousands of years, a view that three-quarters of Americans share. Answers in Genesis repeats the 98% figure as proof of how rigged the scientific establishment is. But Johnson, the question... But to Johnson, the question of whether the state of Kentucky should financially incentivize creationism wasn't just a religious or scientific issue, but one of free speech, concluding his op-ed by claiming, quote, if the seculars were truly proponents of the First Amendment, as they claim, they would want to welcome that civic discourse and tremendous economic development rather than stamp it out. When the ARC project sails, everyone will benefit, even those who are blatantly, stubbornly trying to sink it.
Dominic, my understanding, I've been doing a little Googling of the Ark Encounter. Apparently, it was closed for a while during the pandemic. I've heard perhaps longer, but they say, on average, visitors spend 3 to 4 hours at the Ark Encounter. However, if you're a history buff or have a particular fascination with Noah's Ark, you may want to allocate more time to fully immerse yourself in the experience. Leave time for immersion, Dom.
Now, do I have to be nice about that? I mean, if someone, and I believe in the scientific, you know, I believe in science, I believe in those things. Again, you can repeat experiments and you can test, you know, hypotheses. That's kind of what you do. It's not a thing of faith. And when someone claims, oh, the earth is 6,000 years old, I mean, am I supposed to like accept that as a what, justified, normal, religious, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard. How do I be nice to people like that? The earth is obviously not 6,000 years old. And just because you claim that it is doesn't make it so. And perhaps the new Speaker of the House is one of those folks who certainly defended them. Now, does he have that belief? You know, that'd be a great question for some journalists to ask if they don't get shouted down from the mega GOP.
Dominic, the Ark Encounter is still open, apparently, although it's closing soon today. You can attend for just $64.08. You know, if you're a history buff, or if you're fascinated by Noah's Ark and how it could possibly accommodate, you know, not just Dino, but that big-ass brontosaurus. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Yabba dabba doo. It is the Happier Happy Hour. Crudy does DC. Come back with us.
We'll have a gay old time.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football.
This is